Channel 4 is not travelling well at the moment, and the future looks very bad for it. It has said that there'll be a funding gap of about £150 million. Not that far into the future, and Ofcom, which is the communications regulator, doesn't agree it's 150, but has said it might be up to, you know, £50 to £75 million a year in between what Channel 4 is going to be able to earn in advertising in conjunction with the amount of money that it spends on programming.
Now, Ofcom and the government are going to publish their recommendations later this month on how to plug that funding gap. What are the options?
Well, the options are that the Channel 4 can get some of the licence fee, which the BBC completely controls at the moment, and that's known as top slicing, or that Channel 4 might be given a stake in BBC Worldwide, which is the BBC's commercial division, which runs the magazines, sells the programmes overseas, and is engaged in all the other commercial activity from everything from Top Gear road shows to the Radio Times. Or there's this idea that Channel 4 and Channel 5 could somehow merge.
And that latter idea was supported yesterday by the BBC's Director General, Mark Thompson. What's the significance of his intervention?
Well, Mark Thompson, the Director General of the BBC, used to run Channel 4 as Chief Executive, which is the role that Andy Duncan has now. And when he was Channel 4 Chief Executive, he proposed exactly the same thing, that Channel 4 and Channel 5 could merge. It would create a larger commercial broadcaster that would gain a larger share of the advertising revenue. At the moment, both channels get walloped by ITV because ITV is so popular and runs programs such as Coronation Street and Dancing on Ice and gets a lion's share of that revenue. So the idea being that you would make Channel 4 stronger, you would make Channel 5 stronger, so it could run things like digital channels and would not have such a large gap in its funding operations.
I mean, how would it work, though, the merger of Channel 4 and Channel 5? Because, I mean, presumably this, the government would be just taken out of the equation and it would be a wholly commercial enterprise.
Well, it's a can of worms, isn't it? Both channels are regulated by Ofcom, but Channel 5 is owned by and large by RTL, which is the European broadcaster, whereas Channel 4, though it's wholly commercial, is actually owned by the government. So for this to work, there would need to be a massive amount of work done to say whether the government would completely sell off Channel 4 to Channel 5, or you would create some new kind of body that would part have government ownership or part not, or some kind of trust. These are very difficult options, and the problem being if you've got Channel 4 apparently not in favour of this move and Andy Duncan, the chief executive, completely not in favour of the move, even though Channel 5 might be supportive of it and the BBC might think it's a good idea, it seems to me it's a bit of a non-starter.
So what do you think will happen?
I think there's going to be a fight, and there's going to be a fight because Ofcom are going to recommend later this month, we think, it's going to publish a big series of reports about the future of public service broadcasting, and no one really is going to get entirely what they want. The BBC is desperate to preserve the licence fee solely for its own purposes. Channel 4 is desperate to get its hands on part of the licence fee or on part of BBC Worldwide. Whatever happens, not everyone's going to be satisfied.